According to a report from the UN Secretary General, the Syrian government is torturing children and using them as human shields for their army. The report's also critical of the opposition forces in Syria and accuses the Free Syrian Army of recruiting children as young as 16 to fight amongst them. Joining us now, Radhika Kumaraswamy, the UN's Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Can you explain some of the other offenses that are outlined in this report against both the Syrian government and the opposition?
Yes. Of course, the report is a worldwide report, so it covers 23 country situations, of which Syria is one. And basically, what happened is we sent a team to the area to interview and take affidavits from children and others in the refugee camps around the area. And it is very clear that first, children were being killed. We even had former army people telling us that they actually were told to shoot, even children. Children were being then also detained and tortured in custody. We managed to have affidavits from children who retained the torture marks on their bodies. Schools also were attacked and hospitals. We also, I must say, found that some children told us they were put on tanks so that, you know, they would not be fired upon as human shields. So we have testimony with regard to that.
And in one case in the Idlib province, children were placed in the front of the windows of buses that were carrying military personnel to raid the village?
Yes, exactly.
And that has led the UN to label the Syrian government as one of the worst offenders on this list.
Yes, the Syrian government has been listed. We have, as you know, in the annexes of the Secretary General's report, parties that we feel should be named and shamed for things that they're doing. And the Syrian government has been named in the Secretary General's list as one of the worst offenders. And also, with regard to the Free Syrian Army, we had reports initially that they were recruiting, but we are now confirmed that they are, but not at the command level. This we must make sure that the command level is against it, but at the field level, they are recruiting.
Teenagers, 16-year-olds.
16 and under.
We're speaking with Radhika Kumaraswamy, the UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict. Well, I mean, the use of children as human shields is terrifyingly understandable. But the other reports, the other incidents that you're talking about in which children have been detained, arrested, tortured, what strategic value does an army get out of targeting children?
Well, this is why we found this very, you know, we often get cases of children being killed in the crossfire or even recruited as soldiers. But we found this torture and detention in such large numbers something really horrific. And what we feel is that the line between civilian and combatants has now been completely blurred. The fundamental line in humanitarian law that civilians are to be protected and only combatants to be engaged, that has been completely blurred. And now civilians, including children, as you know, just last week, 49 children were summarily executed, and all those 49 were under the age of 10.
That's, you're talking about the massacre in Hula?
Yes.
How long has this been going on? The uprising is well over a year old.
Well, this is really since March we've seen the escalation.
Do you have a theory on the reason for it? Is this an attempt to terrorize the people of Syria?
Yes, I think what you have is one escalation. Basically, it's moved into terrorizing those who may give shelter to the Free Syrian Army or the others. So I think that's basically, it is a tactic at terrorizing the civilian population that may give shelter.
So this may be, in fact, motivating the sort of tougher words that we're hearing from the UN envoy, Kofi Annan. But what is it the United Nations could do to step in and intervene?
Well, as you know, at the moment, we're just at grave risk to their lives. A lot of these monitors are just monitoring the situation. Of course, the more extreme action would be Chapter 7, where they send in peacekeepers, but that is unlikely because of the Russian situation. But what we feel is that we have to put maximum pressure on the government and the Free Syrian Army. And we feel members of the Security Council do have influence over them. But we have, for example, the Russian government having influence over the Syrian government, and we do have members of the permanent three having some influence, we hope, on some parts of the Syrian army, that they should really put pressure. This kind of action is absolutely unacceptable.
You say it's unlikely that the United Nations would send in peacekeepers. Is that because of the discord in the Security Council, the difficulty in getting Russia and China to agree?
Well, yes, under Chapter 7, where they would be able to use force, I think it might be difficult to get that kind of consensus. But sending peacekeepers under Chapter 6, which is just to keep the peace, may be more possible.
We're speaking with Radhika Kumaraswamy, who is the UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict. You say that this has intensified in March, this targeting of children. And in some cases, they have been taking children from their own parents. Is that correct?
Well, what we find is that they round up whole families and then take them to the detention centers and torture everybody, including the children. So this seems to be the tactic. That's why we feel it's terrorizing the population.
And what makes this suffering for the children of Syria that you say you haven't seen in other conflict zones, places where we hear about terrible treatment of kids?
Yes, because in most conflict zones, we do see killing of children. We see children being recruited as child soldiers. We do see sexual violence against children. But rarely do we see torture of children in detention. That is extremely unusual.
So it's the arrest and the terrible treatment of the kids once they've been into the Syrian army's custody.
Yes.
Radhika Kumaraswamy, the UN's Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye. She's
talking about an annual report that comes from the UN Secretary General on Children and Armed Conflict, which is extremely critical of the Syrian government, saying they're torturing them, using them as human shields on buses and military vehicles. It also says the Free Syrian Army has been recruiting children as soldiers.